Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, everybody. Thursday edition, Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. I hope all of you are having a fantastic start to your days, and we're going to continue and hopefully make that even better and better. I am Clay Travis. He is Buck Sexton. And if you need a little pick-me-up, how about CNN getting body slammed over their COVID coverage? Props to Joe Rogan, who had Dr. Sanjay Gupta on his podcast. Dr. Sanjay Gupta is the chief medical reporter, I guess it's probably fair to call him, of the CNN network. He's been on all the time ever since COVID started. And to be fair, he actually asked Buck, Dr. Fauci, one of the few questions that Fauci's actually had to be asked surrounding natural immunity. We played that for you. It's probably been a month ago or so that that conversation between Dr. Sanjay Gupta and Dr. Fauci happened. But you'll all recall, I think many of you will, that Joe Rogan tested positive for COVID. And he decided to take a cocktail of drugs to try to help him recover from COVID. And one of them was ivermectin, which, Buck, you took when you had COVID.
Yep.
And we talked about on this radio program how unfair the coverage from CNN was because they kept calling it a horse dewormer. And you talked about this back then, Buck, but when you made the decision, you consulted with the physician and he said, hey, you might as well basically try some of these therapeutics and see whether or not they help you recover while you're dealing with COVID, because at the time when you had it, there was no COVID vaccine and there was no prescribed definitive treatment. And so Buck had it, and Joe Rogan also had it prescribed to him by a doctor. And CNN, for a week or more, ridiculed him across all of their shows for taking a horse deworming pill, as if he had gone to a vet clinic and said, hey, give me the pills that you give to people to recover for a horse from deworming. And the reality is, Buck, as you said on this show, tens of millions of people take ivermectin for years. In fact, somebody got the Nobel Prize for the amount of safety that it's helped to provide for humans.
It has gotten rid of millions of cases of river blindness, which I think everybody from the name can know what can happen to you.
Not
if you
ideal.
Don't have, yeah, yes. If you don't have this this anti-parasitic medicine, which is really what it is. And Clay, I mean, I see this, and this is one of these moments where we have to understand how this influences everything we talk about when it comes to COVID, because this is the left. The apparatus of Fauciism, CNN as the DNC propaganda mouthpiece that it is, lying to people willfully and maliciously because it was more fun to ridicule the other side than it was to just deal with the reality of the fact that there are still some MDs out there who think, by the way, they don't say it cures it. They don't even say they know how much. I mean, some might say they feel very strongly, but they're no one's saying this is a silver bullet or anything like that. It's just because we didn't have great therapeutics, it's worth it to take a safe drug for
humans. There's no harm.
There's
that can
no
be done here.
That was how my doctor put it to me. He goes, there's no downside here. He's like, it's not going to hurt you, and it may help you, and there's some reason to believe it may help you. Given that that was the conversation, and then they pretended that it was horse dewormer, this is just, you know, the limousine liberals over at CNN essentially spewing bile on the rest of the country, anybody who doesn't go along with Fauciism, for the amusement of their audience at the expense of truth and science and honesty. And that's what CNN is now. That's who they are.
Now, I want to give credit to Sanjay Gupta for going on Joe Rogan's podcast, because this is something that Dr. Fauci refused to do with us. For people out there who don't know, we have, Buck and I, made official requests for Dr. Fauci. He has time to do a documentary, He's got time to do CNN and MSNBC multiple times a day. They basically have their own offices for him there. We've got the biggest radio show in the country, and we went to him and said, hey, we'll be fair. We just want to ask you questions about COVID outside of the protected sphere of CNN and MSNBC, because frankly, there are a lot of questions that are not being asked that rational, reasonable, nuanced people out there, both in our audience and beyond, would like to hear answered. And so to Dr. Sanjay Gupta's credit, he went on Joe Rogan's podcast. Unfortunately, you saw how quickly for him, fortunately for us, you saw how quickly the talking points can collapse when you don't have Don Lemon sort of cradling you and holding you and saying, oh, you're so amazing. And so I want you to listen to Joe Rogan as he grills down on Dr. Sanjay Gupta. This is what happens when you get outside of the Anderson Cooper, of the Don Lemon, of the Jake Tapper on CNN, all of these guys, Brian Stelter, who were saying the horse dewormer. This is what happens when you actually go beyond the headline and ask some questions of a CNN medical expert. Listen to this.
Do you think that's a problem, that your news network lies?
Well, I don't.
Dude.
What did they say?
They lied and said I was taking horse dewormer. First of all, it was prescribed to me by a doctor.
Yeah.
Along with a bunch of other medications.
If you got a human pill, because there were people that were taking it, the veterinary medication, you're not, obviously. You got it from a doctor, so that it shouldn't be called that. Ivermectin can be a very effective medication for parasitic disease. And as you say, it's probably, you know, I think what, a quarter billion people have taken it around the world?
More,
I get that.
Way but more. Billions of people have taken it. Does it bother you that the news network you work for out and out lied, about me taking horse dewormer?
They shouldn't have said that.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
You didn't ask? You're the medical guy over there.
I didn't ask. I should have asked before coming on
the podcast.
But they
did it with such glee.
No,
yes,
Joe.
Yes, they did. I watched.
They absolutely did do it with glee. They thought it was hilarious. They loved running these headlines about horse dewormer. I saw it on the screen, Clay, as we were doing the show time and time again. And isn't it fascinating? Neither you nor I are MDs, but we both have plenty of people in our lives who either inform us because there are doctors or people that call in or email into the show. What we told this audience, remember, you can go back and listen. It's all there. Great time to tell people to check out the Clay and Buck podcast, by the way. It's all there for you. We were saying, whenever this controversy, what was it, back in August, I think? We were saying a few months ago exactly what Dr. Sanjay Gupta is saying, which is that it is safe. They lied. It's not right for them to call it horse dewormer. Millions and millions of people have taken it around the world. It has saved millions of people's lives, or saved them from blindness in many cases. And you look at this, Clay, and you realize they have entirely the narrative weaponized is what this is all about. There are the good people and the bad people. Trump supporters that don't take the vaccine, as far as CNN is concerned, are medical insurrectionists. But, you know, African-Americans in major cities who have vaccine hesitancy, well, that's totally understandable because CNN looks at them as Democrats, of course, and as minorities. And so they'll say, well, that's normal hesitancy for people. What? It's because they're always creating these narratives and chasing them, irrespective of what the facts and what actual fairness would do.
Yeah, and what I love about this, and this is why I wanted to have Fauci on our program. And by the way, I would have Dr. Sanjay Gupta on our program as well. We've had a lot of doctors on the program. I'm sure you would also, Buck.
Yeah.
But conversations like these are important because they puncture the existing worldview of cloisteredom, for lack of a better word. I think I just invented that word. But everybody has their own island, effectively. And what you saw there was, if you're surrounded entirely by people who reinforce what you already believe, it felt to a large degree like Gupta was stunned to be challenged in that way, because there's so little challenging that goes on now inside of those networks. Buck, you've talked about it. You used to be the resident conservative that they would bring out and kind of like slap around. They don't even do that anymore.
It's a little more complicated than that, Clay. First of all, they would get slapped around, part one, which is why they stopped having me on. And part two, they actually brought me on as a counterterrorism expert, really. I used to do terrorism analysis on CNN because I knew that stuff so well, having worked at the CTC of the CIA. that they were like, okay, well, this guy knows his stuff. And then when Trump came on board, they said, oh, we need more people who will speak from a conservative political point of view. And all of a sudden I started appearing to, and when they saw that I was a Trump supporter, then it was, you know, all the artillery pieces pointed in my direction. But here's what I think Sanjay Gupta, and I'll tell you, and I always say this, like last night, I know you were on Tucker's show. I was on the 7 p.m. with Jesse Waters, and I was talking about CNN, this issue. You know, Van Jones is he is a formidable guy in a debate, and he knows his way around a political strategy. So when he speaks, a lot of CNN audience, I think, even if he's saying something that's critical, they'll tend to listen a little bit. And he will say things about Democrats that are sometimes critical, right? Sometimes.
Yes.
Usually because they're not left-wing enough is what he'll criticize them for. Sanjay Gupta has a reputation of being a nice guy, a good guy. And I think he was caught in a moment where it was Sanjay Gupta, the MD, who knows a lot of people are watching, a lot of people are listening, knowing that his network betrayed the American people. And then Sanjay Gupta, the chief medical correspondent of CNN, who's all of his friends, and I'm sure he goes to their weddings and the cocktail parties, like, I don't want to throw CNN under the bus. I think that's the collision that you saw in his mind happening in real time when he was on Joe Rogan's show.
I also think he was a little bit afraid because the lie, if there's a lawsuit filed, right, which who knows what might happen, and the chief medical examiner is on video saying, yeah, we lied. Like, that plays pretty well for a jury, right? In the event that somebody sues and that there's all that, I think there was probably, even though he's a doctor, there's a certain recognition of legal-related maneuvering there. To be fair, he claimed, like, I didn't see that. Are you really going to tell me? That's the part that I disagree with, right? Are you really going to tell me that you didn't see? I saw it. I don't even watch CNN. You didn't see CNN gleefully saying that Joe Rogan was taking a horse dewormer. It was everywhere. It would be impossible for me to believe that Sanjay Gupta didn't say it. It wasn't like it was one person saying it. It was everyone. And they tried. Did you see that he went on Don Lemon? Maybe we need to play that, too, because Don Lemon brought him on and they like tried to clean up this mess. Because I'll tell you. And by the way, if you want to see a longer version of that clip that we played, I put it out on Twitter that I found it. I was watching it last night. But 3 million people have watched that video that we just played a cut of you for, of Sanjay Gupta trying to talk about the horse deworming and ivermectin and everything else. That's more people than watch any CNN show.
That's a lot more people than watch CNN show. And it's also worth noting, though, they will fall back, I think, on it is... It can be a horse dewormer, right? It's really a slimy propaganda trick here. The same way that, I mean, I was talking before about how for some people's pets, if they get a lot of anxiety in the car or in the plane, you can actually give them at some dosage. I don't know what it is, so don't do this without talking to your vet. You know, people anxiety medication. But if someone is taking, you know, if someone is taking that kind of a drug, they're not taking cat medicine. It's a medicine you can give to cats. So,
no, it's designed to try to paint anyone who is not a we're all going to die of COVID
that's right
alarmist, it's designed to paint them as idiots. It's designed to paint Trump America as idiots. It's designed to paint you and me and Buck. If you'd been
doing
this
show, I took ivermectin, so it's a little personal for me.
No,
you know, I'm the horse.
No, I mean, what I'm saying is, if you had gotten COVID after we started doing this show and said you took ivermectin, CNN probably would have had a headline: Rush Limbaugh, new show host Buck Sexton is a horse deworming. Buy-in. You know, like they would have come after you.
You can tell we're fired up about this. We'll come back with more in a second, including Fauci finally admitting something that we've been telling you he would all along. You know, it's not hard to save money every month if you put your mind to it. One such way is looking at your cellular bill and then looking at alternatives to the company you're most likely with. Because if you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, there's a better way. It's Pure Talk Cellular. Pure Talk is on the exact same 5G network using the exact same towers as one of those big carriers, but for far less money every month. In fact, Pure Talk can save the average family over $800 a year. Switching to Pure Talk is so easy. You can keep your number and your phone. You can do it via phone right now without having to go into a store. And listen to this, Clay. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for all of our listeners on Pure Talk's 5G network is just $30 a month.
And listen to this, Buck. My 13-year-old who has a Pure Talk phone, he's out for fall break right now. And he told me that he had been listening to the show sometimes, a little bit dangerous. He'd been listening to the show sometimes on his Pure Talk phone. Those guys are fantastic. You can trust them. They've been into my home. They'll take care of you. You can do what I have done, what my family has done, what Buck has done, and help to save up to $800 a year. Get your phone switched to Pure Talk today. It's super easy. 30-day risk-free guarantee. You have nothing to lose from your cell phones right now. Grab them in your hands. Dial #250 and say Pure Talk. And you'll save 50% off your first month. Again, do what I've done. Get your phones in your hand and your hands. Dial #250 and say Pure Talk. Boom. You'll be on your way to saving up to $800 a year.
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. We are fired up, as always, to bring you all the latest news and analysis today, friends. I'm in New York City. Clay out in Los Angeles still, right? He's in L.A. So
yeah,
we are
flying
coming to
back
you from
back to the East Coast here in a few hours.
Yeah, we're for the blue state strongholds of New York City and Los Angeles. But we are behind liberal lines. We are the resistance and presenting it to all of you across the country, those of you in your safe, freedom-loving red states. It's nice there, I'm sure. So we have Don Lemon over on CNN. We were just talking about this. And CNN is a propaganda network. They just got exposed pretty handily by Joe Rogan asking a straightforward question of Dr. Sanjay Gupta, the chief medical correspondent, about the horse dewormer ivermectin mess. Here is Don Lemon trying to clean up the mess.
Listen, I think it's also very important. I know it's in large part a tongue-in-cheek interview, you know, because it's Joe Rogan and there's lots of, you're jockeying back and forth. But he did say something about ivermectin that I think wasn't actually correct about CNN and lying, okay? Ivermectin is a drug that is commonly used as a horse dewormer. So it is not a lie to say that the drug is used as a horse dewormer. I think that's important, and it is not approved for COVID, correct?
That's right. That's correct. It is not approved for COVID. And you're right. I mean, the FDA even put out a statement saying, you know, basically reminding people, it was a strange sort of message from the FDA, but that said, you're not a horse, you're not a cow, stop taking this stuff, is essentially what they said, referring to ivermectin.
I mean, Clay, you know, a Ziploc bag.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Can be used to smuggle drugs into America in your stomach. But that doesn't mean you're sending your kid's sandwich to school in a drug smuggling vehicle. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me a break.
That's so, I mean, it is really, really, that is such a transparently false attempt by CNN to cover up this video that is going viral, pointing out their lies and the fact that they were caught in lies. And this is where I think it's so significant. CNN, if they come out of their ivory tower, they don't want to get into a fight because they get punched in the face and they ain't got a good defense. We'll keep talking about this and more, but first, what you got, Buck?
We are pet lovers here on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Buck's not shy about his love for the family dog, Tallulah. Clay's got two cats. He's a cat guy. They get a lot of attention on the website. We want the best for our pets. They are members of the family. We want the best for them. We want them around for a long time. That's why we don't feed them dead food. The problem with most pet food is that it's dead food. They must be able to sit on a shelf, these different foods you got in big box stores, for a couple of years. That means that the manufacturers sterilize stuff and they get rid of so much of the live nutrients you need, like vitamins, probiotics, enzymes, omega oils. That's why you need Rough Greens. Rough Greens will make your dog or cat's food better. The folks at Rough Greens are so confident your dog is going to love it. They've got a special deal for listeners of this show. Go to roughgreens.com/buck, and they're going to give you the first bag free. That's R-U-F-F, roughgreens.com/buck.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, continuing to spin truth out the nation's airwaves when so much falsehood is being spread elsewhere. One of the things that we've been saying, Buck, is that COVID's not going away. And Dr. Fauci and his cohorts back in the spring were basically saying, hey, I think we can eradicate COVID, when they were singing the early praises of the COVID vaccine. And now Fauci, in addition to telling us all that we can go out trick-or-treating, so thank you, Lord Fauci, for giving us the opportunity and the just the sheer willingness of you to allow people like me who are parents to take our kids trick-or-treating. I couldn't have done it without your benediction. But what's wild is Fauci now, Buck, is starting to walk back everything. And you know he's starting to sound a lot more like? This show.
Mm-hmm.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, the guys who don't have any idea what we're talking
about.
I mean,
he won't come on the show, but maybe he listens every day just so he understands what reality is.
Yeah, maybe that's what's really going on here. Let's go to cut six, where Fauci effectively is saying, hey, COVID's never going away. And then, Buck, I've been out in L.A. since Sunday. I want to tell you what my experience has been here. We certainly don't have a COVID vaccine mandate in L.A. yet, like New York City. But I know a lot of people wonder what it might be like. You can tell us about New York City. I can kind of give a flavor for what I've seen in L.A. But first, here's Fauci, cut six.
We are seeing now a decline in acceleration and a turnaround of cases. Where do we ultimately want to be? As I mentioned, it is going to be very difficult, at least in the foreseeable future and maybe ever, to truly eliminate this highly transmissible virus. And again, as I mentioned, we've only eradicated one.
So this is pretty significant, I think, Buck, as we start to break this down. Because if COVID truly isn't going away, if COVID zero isn't a possibility, then what that means is that we have to learn how to live with this virus like we've basically had to live with every virus that have ever existed in human history. And I know you saw this headline, too, from Australia where they said, hey, now that you get the COVID vaccine, you also may need to get COVID just to make sure that you've protected yourself, which further means natural immunity is really, through herd immunity, the only way out of this if you don't have a fail-safe, 100% guaranteed vaccine.
Well, they're also admitting with that you obviously can get it even if you have the vaccine, but they'll say you're unlikely to die, you know, or go to the hospital if you've been vaccinated against this. But, Clay, we're going to see, and I'm sure your experience in L.A. is similar to what we see here in New York City, which is that there are people for whom this has really become a lifestyle choice. I mean, this is now the way they're planning to live their lives. Masking, constantly cautious around other human beings. I still see people on the streets here walking around outside with a mask on. And part of the movement, I think, here, the Fauci-eyed movement, is going to go in the, you know, it worked so great, which is crazy, but they'll say this, it worked so great against COVID-19, we should do this stuff that we've done against the flu, because the flu is dangerous too. And look at what we've proven with hand washing, social distancing, and masking. We can defeat COVID. By the way, of course, that's not what's happened. We did not defeat COVID with those things at all. The only thing that has proven to have any real efficacy so far has been the vaccinations people have gotten against hospitalization and death. And even that is going down, as we know, as a protection. So that's what we're facing right now. I think you're going to have people masking for a long time to come, but this is all going to change also based upon what the numbers look like this winter. I think Fauci might have a lot of explaining to do, Clay.
My concern is that we're going to end up in a spot where people try to argue we have to have masks forever, basically, because my concern is these mask evangelists are going to pivot even when COVID is declining and say, hey, look at what we did to the flu. Why aren't we wearing masks all the time? And I think there's going to be that argument out there. But what I'm seeing here in L.A., I was curious because I'm coming from the freedom-loving red states of America. You know, I've been on the bus tour. We're going to the Georgia-Kentucky game this weekend. I'll be in Athens, all over the SEC. People aren't wearing masks. There's 100,000 people in stadiums. People are living their best lives. But I haven't spent time in New York City since the vaccine mandate, where you are, Buck. And certainly I hadn't been in L.A. since the vaccine mandate, or at least they announced the vaccine mandate. They haven't been checking. Buck, it doesn't feel very different in L.A. I mean, I'm telling you, I've gone into hotels, restaurants, all over L.A. Now, I've mostly been in, you know, West L.A., but there's nobody asking for anything. I told you that I went in. I've been getting my morning coffee, not wearing a mask, walking in. I've been taking Ubers. Nobody's asking me to put on a mask. And it feels nobody in the hotel, you know, certainly nobody around the hotel gym saying you have to wear a mask while you work out or anything crazy like that. It feels like L.A., at least in the parts of L.A. that I've been going around to, is over COVID as well.
Well, they might be over it also because they're at a right now, right? Their caseload is pretty low. I haven't checked the specific Los Angeles or even California numbers in probably a couple of weeks now. But if you just look at the general heat map of cases that, you know, the New York Times has up or any of these places, you know, California is right now. Yeah, I'm looking at it as I speak to you. It is at a low level. That anxiety can all return very quickly. The problem, Clay, I see is that people relax more based on the data and how things are going when it's really low, but they still cling to these notions of, okay, now it's time to go back to retreat into Fauciism the moment they get another surge. And I think they're likely to get a surge, at least of cases. I don't know about hospitalizations and deaths, likely to get a surge in California in the wintertime. Same thing here in New York. And then you'll probably see a retreat to all the stuff that we've been told all along is going to stop this and doesn't stop it.
Yeah, well, then people will be like, hey, we need to mask harder. We need, as if we have had at any point, that's the biggest lie that we've all been told about COVID. We have been told that our behavior has impacted COVID in a substantial way. Yet anybody who actually looks at the data and spends any time analyzing it in any kind of rudimentary way can see that virtually everything we have done to try to stop COVID from spreading has been without any benefit whatsoever. The virus was going to virus no matter what we did.
There's also a part of me that thinks, Clay, that the hesitancy to do really widespread serology testing to see how much natural immunity we have, I think that this will work to the apparatus, to the Fauciites' favor in time, because if we do have a pretty quiet winter, we go into the spring, I think there will be a case to be made that we're probably at 50 or 60% natural immunity at that point. I mean, I think roughly half the country, we're going to find out, at least has already been infected with COVID of the last 2 years. But then they're going to turn around and they're going to forget about all that and say, see, it took us a while, but we finally masked hard enough and vaxxed enough times, because we know it's not once, so we got through it because of Lord Fauci. I worry that that's, I should say, you know, I think that's where the debate over
here,
this is
here,
going to end
again,
up going.
I think the data matters here. I'm looking at the most recent numbers. This is, to me, pretty remarkable that nobody talks about it. The people who are at real danger here are elderly. 95% of people 65 and up in this country have gotten at least one COVID vaccine shot. 79%, right? We're almost at 80%. Almost 80% of adults have gotten the COVID vaccine. And 77% of people 12 and up. That's pretty remarkable compliance, particularly when you consider the number of people that would have natural immunity otherwise. And it's like, yeah, it's not even discussed or even contemplated in any way.
And there's one thing we should also know, and this data should be much more available so that people can make intelligent decisions about their own risk factors. Right now, we're at about 1,900 deaths average daily, according to the CDC data. So let's call it about 2,000. You're basically 2,000 people a day are dying from COVID and have been for the last couple of months. We should know what the age stratification of that mortality is. And we should also know, and it's amazing to me that we don't have, you know, better sense of this, Clay, how many of these people are getting boosted and how many of them are fully vaccinated versus just partially vaccinated. We should know this stuff. Anyway, I mean, I find it kind of stunning, but they don't want to give you all the data. They want you to just listen and do what you're told. There's an opportunity here for you to do something smart for yourself in the way of protecting what you've earned and saved. One way to look after yourself and your savings account is with gold and silver and other precious metals. They are the hallmark of consistency, particularly if you compare them to something like cryptocurrency. Buying and owning gold is a smart move for a percentage of your savings. I've done it with the help of partners at the Oxford Gold Group. They have precious metals that can be delivered to your home, and there's nothing like real gold on your doorstep. So if you think buying real gold is complicated, my friends at the Oxford Gold Group are who you need to call. They'll explain everything to you. Having real gold delivered to your home or having real gold as part of your IRA, it's just a phone call away with the Oxford Gold Group. Call them at 833-404-GOLD and learn how you can have real gold in your IRA and delivered to your door. That's the Oxford Gold Group, 833-404-GOLD, 833-404-G-O-L-D.
This is some of the stupidest nonsense I've ever seen. Just flat out stupid. So you don't have a problem with taking the vaccine? Your position is that you're going to sit up there and compromise the championship aspirations of an organization you signed on to represent. You're going to compromise all of that because you want to give a voice to the voiceless. Really? And how is that going to work out for you, Kyrie Irving? You're going to disappear from the game of basketball? Who the hell is going to be interested in what you have to say when you have proven that you can't even be trusted enough to do your damn job?
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. And there you had Stephen Smith talking about the Kyrie Irving stand. Kyrie Irving, as I understand it, has made it clear this is about freedom. It's about individual choice for him. He's not even saying, oh, I'm scared of what the vaccine will do to me, or I have concerns about side effects. He is saying this is a freedom of choice situation. He is one of the biggest stars in the NBA, and he might lose, what is it, Clay? Half of his $30 million or so salary because he's going to not be able to play in home games?
Yeah, he's ineligible to play in Brooklyn because of New York City vaccine requirements. And by the way, that's Stephen A. Smith, who's the highest paid employee at ESPN, basically telling Kyrie Irving to shut up and dribble, which I was told was super offensive whenever Laura Ingraham told, you know, she has the shut up and sing from the Dixie Chicks and everything else. But people were like, oh my God, how dare you tell LeBron James to shut up and dribble when he was saying all sorts of stupid political opinions. But now Kyrie Irving basically saying, hey, I don't want to put this vaccine into my body. And we should talk about there's an NBA player who was 100% healthy that says that he got, I think we have audio we can play maybe in the next hour, says he was forced to get the COVID vaccine and got blood clots and now is not able to play this year. Now, we're not doctors. I'm not saying there's a direct causality there. He believes it is. We'll play that audio for you. But for athletes out there whose bodies are the vehicle by which they are able to be highly compensated, it's not crazy, Buck, for them to sit back and say, I'm not sure I want to put something in my body that isn't making me safer when I have zero risk, truly zero risk from COVID.
And Kyrie Irving, since we're talking about him, he spoke out about this on Instagram and made it clear that let's hear what he had to say.
Pay attention to what's going on out in the real world. You know, people are losing their jobs to these mandates. People are having to make choices with their own lives, which I respect. You know, and I don't want to sit here and play on people's emotions either. Just use logic. You know, what would you do? You know, if you felt uncomfortable going into the season when you were promised that you would have exemptions or that you didn't have to be forced to get the vaccine. You know, this wasn't an issue before the season started. This wasn't something that I foresaw coming.
This is important, too, because I think part of what is lost in the current debate over all the mandates, Clay, and the legal ramifications of, say, the state of Texas, God bless Texas, deciding that they're going to ban all, including private sector mandates for the vaccine.
Yes.
Employees and customers, doesn't matter. You cannot mandate by executive order now in the state of Texas. There's a governor who's stepping up big time in defense of freedom, in my opinion. But Clay, how much they have shifted shouldn't be forgotten either. That we are arguing now with people over mandates who, when COVID was in many ways more dangerous, when there were far fewer people who were, you know, where there was nobody who was vaccinated, we were initially having the debate. You know, last December, last January, Democrats, after Biden's win, Democrats were all willing to say, well, no, we agree mandates go too far. That's bad. We're going to encourage people. Okay, what changed? What changed is they didn't get their way. What changed is they renegotiated the deal with America, so to speak. And Kyrie Irving is reminding everybody of that.
Yeah, and this is important, too. Kyrie Irving and the NBA players fought to ensure there was no vaccine mandate forced by the NBA. The Players Association did. Kyrie Irving is not able to play because New York City's vaccine rules. He plays in Brooklyn. Same thing is happening for players in LA and in San Francisco, where the city's vaccine mandates are impacting whether or not the players are eligible to be able to earn their living and play or not. And I give credit to Kyrie Irving here for attacking, you know, in his Instagram Live, mandates themselves. And it's fascinating because all these people who claim that they want athletes to use their platforms and speak out whatever they believe in sports media are saying what Stephen A. Smith is saying now, which is shut up and dribble. How dare you make a decision about whether or not to get the vaccine? And I think it's also important, Buck, because it goes against the prevailing CNN and MSNBC narrative that everybody who is questioning vaccine mandates is a stupid redneck Trump supporting pickup driving conservative, right? Kyrie Irving's not that. And there are a lot of people listening and having the same opinions that Kyrie does.
Yes, I think some of the let's just be real about this. Some of the most impactful and eloquent anti-mandate arguments in the last month or so have been made by a handful of NBA players, none of whom, at least that I know of, I mean, I'm thinking of three in particular, are white. I doubt they are Trump supporters by the numbers, and this causes a problem for the narrative. The same narrative, by the way, that, as we've already established, led CNN to lie about ivermectin as a primarily horse dewormer medication so they could mock Joe Rogan. Must be fun for Joe to have gotten the clarity, let's just call it, from CNN, courtesy of CNN's chief medical correspondent.
Who got dunked on in a big way.
Well, he didn't call it horse dewormer.
He didn't do it.
But,
and I give him credit for going on, but that's a big win for Joe Rogan.
Big win for Joe Rogan. And CNN, I mean, I want to invite, if there's some libs listening to this right now, how do you watch CNN and like take it seriously? At least MSNBC admits they're a bunch of liberals, admits they're leftists, they're socialists, they're commies. CNN pretends to be a news network. Who still believes that? We got more coming up.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.